I'll make a comment in response to Councilmember Sutherland's identification of BTU costs. I know Councilmember Sutherland would like to add in the cost of moving a power line, a power transmission line that originally went through the Traditions Project, went right through the middle of it. A previous Traditions developer inquired about getting that power line moved. It would inhibit their development. BTU said, yeah, we'll move it. It'll cost you, and I don't see a BTU representative here, but it'll cost you X dollars. But we are working on a major new power transmission line out across the Brazos River, down Highway 50, and then back into South College Station. Many of you have probably seen those tall poles going down Highway 50. BTU said, we're working on that, and we're going to remove that transmission line going through the Traditions development anyway. So I noticed, watching the project, I noticed one time HSC Parkway was built with a power pole right in the middle of the roadway. That's because they needed the road in, and BTU hadn't completed their power transmission line. Later, when that power transmission line down Highway 50 was completed, BTU went in and took that line out of the Traditions development. It was not because it was needed for Traditions. They were going to take it out anyway. The timing was just different. So I don't know what else you might have had in mind when you brought up BTU, but that's not a valid BTU expenditure that is attributable to the Traditions project.